The Ministry of Education and Sports has given schools a one-week grace period to fully implement Ebola's standard operating procedures. However, by today morning, many schools were still ill-prepared to fully comply with required SOPs, with several lacking basic preventative measures such as hand-washing facilities, temperature screening grounds, isolation spaces, and other key requirements. Dr. Kedris Turiagenda, the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education and Sports, says schools have been given a week to ensure all Ebola prevention requirements are in place.
So I know it has come right at the beginning of term, and some schools may not have yet mobilized themselves, but I want to say that we expect by the end of this week for all schools and institutions to have the basics that can help us have the SOPs observed.
During Uganda's 2022 Sudan virus Ebola outbreak, schools were forced to close 2 weeks earlier than scheduled after infection spread rapidly among learners to close contact and shared facilities. According to the World Health Organization, children were among the most affected groups, accounting for about 25% of all confirmed cases during that outbreak.